Today's daf, Masechet Pesachim, is daf Pei Tet, and we're holding on Pei Chet Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the question of what exactly the problem is if somebody found out that there's a chance that he brought a korban that had a mum. What happened was that they had put the skins of like five different korbanas, mixed them up, and afterwards, when they came to split up the skins, they found that there was a mum on one of them, which meant that one of the korbanos was pasul. And now the question was, how are they going to be able to bring a Pesach Sheni, since each one of them has got the suffek, he doesn't have a right to bring chulin la'azara. So yesterday, we were wondering why we can't make a some kind of tznai to make it possible. And this is one line up from the bottom. We'll start again. Hi, my neti kochad minayo pischo. V'neti v'nema ididi ba mum haydaite hatashta nefe navi pesach vididi tam haydaite hatashta navi shlomim. This is what we last ended up with yesterday with this question. Since a pesach is essentially a shlomim, if you bring your pesach sheni, you could simply say, okay, if I am the guy whose carbon was pasul, then I would like this carbon to be my carbon Pesach, Pesach Sheni, of course. And if not, then I'm bringing it as a shlomi, because a shlomim and a Pesach are basically, remember, a Pesach, shelo bizmano automatically becomes a shlomim anyway. So, like, what would be the big deal? Says the Gemara, because it's not possible. Lo efshar. Why is it not possible? Because remember that on a shlomim, you've got a chazav v'shok. The chazav v'shok has to be given to the kohanim. And if you give it to the Kohen and it turns out to be a Korban Pesach, then that means that this Korban Pesach has been eaten by someone who wasn't monoy on it. And that's usher. So you can't do that either. Well, no, wait a minute. Why doesn't everybody bring along a Kohen, right? And that Kohen, he should be able to eat the chazav v'shok of that one. What do you mean, bring a kohen? What kind of kohen? If this kohen had already brought his korban pesach, we got the same problem. This particular korban may be a korban pesach, v'nimtza pesach mecha, shelo l'menuya. V'yidalo avid pesach, and if he did not make the korban pesach, so then, if he's bringing along with them and he's eating it, then maybe this is the shlomim and he's the wrong guy because he needs a Pesach Sheni and we're giving him a shlomim instead. And then this Kohen would not have been bringing a Pesach. So there's nothing much you can do. Wait a minute. Why not? Every single one of them, when they say, Kula, what we could do is bring one Kohen and they could all bring the same coin, and then they could all have him be part of their carbon, and that way he's eating a lot of chazav v'shok, and he's also eating a chazav v'shok of the Pesach Sheni. The mumon v'shok ikachad lo avid Pesach. One of these five korbanos is going to be his Pesach Sheni, and then he'll be yotzei, and the rest he's going to have a lot of chazav v'shoks, which is great. So what's the big problem? That's true. Okay, you know what? There's another problem over here. The whole thing was a mistake in the first place. I cannot make a tnai that this should be a shlomim if I don't know it's a shlomim for a very simple reason. We cannot the chaz of a shok. If I'm bringing a shlomim, then a shlomim has to be eaten for 2 days and the night in between, right? Now, if I'm going to treat this shlomim as a korban pesach, then that means it's going to become notar after I can't eat the Pesach anymore. Maybe even at Chatzot, but certainly a day early. I'm not allowed to do that because he's being memayit b'achilat ha-shlamim. I'm going to have to assume that any meat left over, I'm going to have to be machmir. Maybe it's the nose of a korban Pesach, and I'm going to burn it? I mean, like, what am I going to do? Or leave it until it becomes nifsal vaday as a shlamim? I'm not allowed to bring korbanos l'beit ha-psul. And therefore, the shlomim il pesach is only eaten for yom v'layla, and the shlomim is eaten l'shnei yomi v'layla echad between. So you can't do that either. Okay. There's still an eitz, all right? What you could do is you could bring mosar pesach, Now, the din is any money that was left over that had been set aside for Korban Pesach wasn't utilized, or it was backup for a Korban Pesach, or the dinim of Moser of Korbanas. Bring the Moser of a Pesach. The din is that money left over, Korban that's left over, that wasn't utilized, which is called Moser Pesach, has the din of a Shlomim, except for one thing. Ha! A perfect thing. It's eaten only the Yom V'Layla, same as the Korban Pesach. So that would be perfect. I'm not bringing it lebet hapsul. I'm bringing it as a shlamim, but a weird kind of shlamim. A shlamim that is only eaten for the same amount of time that the Korban Pesach would be eaten. So there is your solution. So why does it say they can't bring a Pesach sheni? What are you talking about? V'chim afrishin t'chila l'motarot? You can't make a carbon say, I hereby dub thee the leftovers of a Korban Pesach. That's ridiculous. The leftovers of a Korban Pesach are the leftovers of a Korban Pesach. In other words, if somebody had set it aside and it became motorot, then it's motorot, but you can't be mafrish mitchila and say, this is motorot. Okay, I'm not stupid. I mean that. I mean, nitrchu v'naisi motor Pesach. Look, I mean, there's got to be 10,000 people that had money left over that they had set aside for the Pesach. They didn't need it. There's plenty of Moser Pesach. Put up an ad on the internet. Anybody's got Moser Pesach. You're ready to buy it from him. Fine. So you bring that Moser Pesach. That way you definitely have your Pesach Sheni and you don't have a problem. So why are we making this such a big deal? Because of the difference in the Zmanei Achila, if there is a simple solution. Okay. There's another problem. It's not only the difference in the Zman of the Achila. It's not only the difference in Chaz of Ashok, which you've handled. There's another problem. And the other problem is that a Korban Pesach does not take smicha. Remember, smicha is that you press down on the Korban, in your mizvada on the Korban. Now, that normally is considered to be doing avodah bekachim, because you're leaning on the Korban. You're not allowed to do that. So if it's a mitzvah to do smicha, fine. So then on the shlomim, of course, you do the smicha. But suppose this is not a shlomim. Suppose it's a Pesach. So what am I going to do now? I can't do the smicha. I'm not going to bring lechatchila Pesach. A shlomim that I'm not going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of smicha on. So I can't do that either. Wait a minute. So ilu Pesach lo bar smicha, ilu moser Pesach, if it's a shlomim, would need smicha. Yeah, and what about if it's a woman's korban? You said any kind of korban. Now, women never do smicha, even on a shlomim, right? I mean, nowadays, of course, women get smicha, but they don't give smicha. So if that's the case, I shouldn't talk too loud. My daughter's here. She did it. A couple of carloads of grandkids got trapped in Yerushalayim in the snow. So I can't even walk down outside the door. Anyway. As little bits of excitement. So what do? You can't answer that because you said none of these people are going to be able to get a Korban Pesach. And they could if you're bringing a Korban Noshim. So Korban Noshim, Ha'ikel HaMeimar. Okay. There's a fundamental problem over here, which you guys are ignoring. You're answering every question except for the most basic question. How do you do the Zrik of Adam on a Korban Pesach? And how do you do the Zrik of Adam on a Shlomim? Well, I got news for you. There is no Zrik of Adam on a Korban Pesach. Ha! All you do is the Shvicha of the Dam. So you take the cup, you put it up against the Mizbeach, you pour it out over the Yisod, along the side of the Mizbeach. You can't do that on a Shlomim. On a Shlomim, first of all, it has to be done with an act of Zrika. So you throw it. Not only that, you have to do Shnayim Shein Arba, remember? So you got to throw it on the two diagonals so that way it goes across all of the four. You can't do that. You can't bring the wrong matanas. Dilu Pesach matana achat. V'ilu shlamim is Shnayim Shein Arba. What's the difference? Okay, so what? But doesn't it say Beferish in the Mishnah that any korban that was meant to be brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and all you did was made one matana of Shvicha, then you'd be Yotze. So, kol ha'nitanim b'zrika, shenitanam b'shvicha, yatsa, Okay, yatzah. Yatzah means if you did it. It doesn't mean go ahead and do it wrong in the first place, does it? So we're going to tell people to do it wrong. We can't do that. That's only the avad. But lechatchila, are we also going to allow this? No. Therefore, we're stuck. Now, Tosfos has the obvious problem. I mean, look, you know, I understand that it's not right to do and so on. I mean, but for heaven's sakes, this guy has got to bring a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach is a Shakuris. So we're telling him because it's really only B'diavad and you're not supposed to bring it this way. I mean, so for that, he should miss out on his Korban Pesach, which is like the most chomor kimat mitzvah that we have in terms of the Chi of Koris besides Mila. That's unbelievable. So Tosfos says it is a bit unbelievable, but remember that in this case, we've got a lot of people that we're telling to do the wrong thing so that one person can be Yotze his Suffolk. So therefore, it's better not to allow him than to have all of these people, four out of the five people, are going to be bringing the Korban wrong. In that case, we're not going to tell him to go and be over on something which is kosher b'diavad, and to do it l'chatchila. But the question certainly bears thinking about. And now it's time for our kapitan, who is bravely negotiating the icebergs all around him in Eilat, just like the rest of us here in Tzfat and in Yerushalayim. Amazing, amazing. There he goes. Don't take your eyes off of the sonar screen. The last time you did that, we still haven't lived it down. Ha'omer Levanav. So now we've got a case in which it's not so difficult to figure out who is the one that the Korban was brought for, but the problem is, what do we do for the people the Korban wasn't brought for? And this is a daddy who tells his kids, who are a bunch of lazy bums, even in those days you had kids like that, okay, I am shechting this Korban Pesach on the one who gets to Yerushalayim first. The rest of you guys, my gosh, this is a terrible, terrible challenge. So now he figures, okay, at least this way one of the kids is going to make it in time, right? So he's going to shech the Korban Pesach, and the kids are going to try to get there in time for the Seder. Okay, so he says, then you'll be able to join me. Kivan shechnis harishon rosho v'rubo, the first kid that gets into the finish line, but of course it has to be rosho v'rubo. It's not just your toe crosses over the finish line, you know, so those modern cameras are not good enough. So if it's rosho v'rubo, he was zocha in his chelek, and then he can use his chelek and give it to his brothers. Wait, so shmamina yesh breira? I don't get it. So again, we're back to the same problem. The kid is arriving tonight, right? And I had to do the shlita in the middle of the afternoon. Now, who did I shecht it on? I shechted it on the kid that's going to arrive. But I don't know who that kid is. The only way that that could be kosher is if we hold of Breira. And this is a Breira and a D'oraisa for Minuya Pesach. So I thought that was a whole big problem. And we don't paskin Breira and a D'oraisa. Is that what the Mishnah is saying? Reb Yochanan, oh, come on. You really think that the father didn't shech the Korban Pesach for his kids? He's just trying to get them excited about coming up, right? So it's Kedela Zarzan. So basically, I've got this official golden star and a diploma for whatever kid it is that came up first. He gets the gold star. That's what it means. But of course, he had in mind to shech for all of his kids. That's what it means. So Kedela Zarzan b'mitzvot ka'amar. And that must be the pshat, because how do you understand the rest of the Mishnah? The rest of the Mishnah says, and that kid who made it first, he is able to give his chelek to his brothers. How could that be? If you're going to tell me, Amrit b'shlamadim ninu mi'ikora, you want to tell me that the father had them really all in mind, like a normal father would have, so then shapir. But if you're going to tell me that, what, literally, he didn't check the Korban Pesach for the other ones? So if he didn't, even if you hold Breira, how would he be able to give it to the other ones? I mean, It's too late now, isn't it? So what I understand, Labata de Shachet Miki Mitnamo? Are you able to register in a Karban Pesach after the Shechita was already done? That this brother should be able to give to his other brothers? You only are able to withdraw or to add to a minoy until the Shechita. And now you're telling me that the brothers that arrive in time for the Seder, he's going to be able to give them. How's he going to be able to give them? Something's wrong. Shema Amina must be that, of course, this whole thing is just a little game. His father was Shechet on all of them, and it was just a matter of who gets the gold star. That's all. Tanya Namihaki, by the way, see this in the Braita, because it says, yeah, you know what happened once? The girls all came first. Ha ha. Boy, was that bizyonis for the boys. And you know what that turned out? Nimtza banod zrizoto banim shvelim. The girls got all of the kudos, and the boys were looking like a bunch of nuts. What do you mean? The boys weren't yotzei the Karban Pesach. What do you mean they were shvelim? Obviously, that's not the issue. The issue was only the competition, you know, so it really looked bad for the boys. Oh, gosh. Okay, we're ready for our kapitan. You know, I gotta warn you that Doc is waiting in the background right there. He's right on the next row. He's just waiting for this guy to ask for too much overtime, and he knows he's got the job. And speaking of this Mishnah, which we just mentioned, La'onam Nimnim Alav. So you can add people, keep adding people, as long as there's enough to eat for each one. So one kezayit, and you can keep doing this. People want to withdraw, or they want to get involved in a different carbon. They find a chabur they like better. Until the actual minute of Shechita, you can keep doing this. So Achi Shechet, this is the Mishnah that we quoted just a few lines ago. Rabbi Shimon says, not only Achi Shechet, you got longer than that. You can Shecht and still withdraw until the actual Zrika. Well, okay. When you're asking over here, Lo'olam, what do you mean, lo'olam? I mean, it's nimnim alav. I mean, what's this mean? Ma'ika mashbalan. You seem to be saying some very powerful rule over here. No, it's saying no matter what the circumstances are. In other words, even if the entire chabura, that's what it's saying, ka mashbalan, the afagav, the imni alav chabura zo, chozer v'nimnim alav chabura acheret. You have a whole group coming and saying, listen, we'd like to take over your rights. And you guys go find yourself something else. This is a great opportunity for us. They can all sell out and give a completely new chabura, the Karban Pesach. And then the Mishnah says, Nimnim u'moshkos yodeyim achi shachet, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, you can continue to do this until the actual Zrika. Says Abai, now wait a second. It looks like it's a machlokas about whether you can add or take yourself off, but it's not true. It's a little bit misleading. The only machlokas over here between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim is about withdrawing. Rabbanan hold, since it says in the pasuk, im yima'et habayit, okay, that means that the family can get smaller, so to speak. And those are all the people that are registered on the carbon. Im yima'et habayit. When yima'et habayit, mihiyot miseh, that means the says still got to be alive. So mihiyot, understand, is mihiyote, the says got to still be there. And if you already shechted it, you can't now change your mind. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, mehiyot miseh means doing what you got to do for the carbon of the seh, which is the havayata. So you're still going to be doing the shechita. I mean, the zrika, you already did the shechita, but you're still engaged in Yima et habayit can still be done if you're still engaged. But that's only to withdraw. But in terms of adding somebody, you can't. Because over there, limanot, to register up front, everybody's mota can only be done until the moment of shechita. Even Rabbi Shimon is mota. Why? Because what's the mocker of the whole halacha, remember? Bimichsat nefashot. Michsat nefashot tochosu. So first michsat nefashot, that means you got to get everybody registered. That's what michsat means. Then it says tochosu, and remember the word tochosu, we were medayak before, is a lashon of shechita. So that means the shechita has to be done after you've registered. Now, as far as whether you could still withdraw, then Rabbi Shimon says you could still withdraw. That's all, but certainly never occurred to Rabbi Shimon to argue even about the initial minui. Tanya Namayachin, in fact, the Braita supports Abaya in this, because it says, Nimnim, Umoshkinet Yideya Mimenu Achi Shachet. This is a paraphrase of our Mishnah, but it clarifies. Look at this piece. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nimnim Achi Shachet. But Moshchim Achi Zarek. But Farish, like Abaye, the only issue is, when can you withdraw? Okay, Capitan, let's go, baby. You know, we got the union broken here. Let's see you act up now. Go ahead. We got them eating out of our hands. Hamimane imo achar bechelko. So suppose somebody invites a friend. He doesn't ask everybody else. He says, listen, you know, we're only like 20 people. There's plenty for everybody. I'm going to bring you in. We're going to share. And you'll eat along with my portion. The other guys can say, okay, here's your portion. Bye-bye. We don't want you with us. So, Rishaim b'nei chabura, litein lo et shalo, v'hu ochel mishalo, v'hein ochli mishalahem, and they're not mechuyev to have this guy with them in the same group. So now the question over here is, okay, obviously we're going on Liban Rabbi Yehuda, right, who holds that you're allowed to have separate chaburas on the same carbon. So it's, otherwise we wouldn't be able to do this. But it's not clear what the issue is. I mean, is the issue that we don't want too much food eaten? And if this guy's got an extra guy, I mean, is it an issue of we don't want this guy because we don't know him? Or is there some other question that's involved? So there was a general question in the Gemara, which is, Ibailo, B'nei Chabura, shall you yodav shalechad behem yafot? But suppose you've got the original Chabura, and one of them has this very dexterous pair of hands, which manages to put twice the amount of food in his tummy before other people get the food in theirs. So now, when they see the looming disaster, can they tell this guy, now wait a minute over here, we're gonna give you a portion like everybody else and you clear out, okay? Because we can't leave you around here. So can we tell them, you take whatever is magia to you and get out of here. So, mi amrina, matzi amalu, can the guy say to them, listen, gentlemen, hakabiltun, I mean, you accepted me as I am. You can't suddenly say, we don't like your appetite. Odiyama matzi la meimalu, meimale, or maybe the rest of the chabura could say to him, listen, everybody knows that when you accept somebody for a chabur of a carbon Pesach, it's not particularly because we love you. It's because the truth is, normally we would never have had you in the meal, but we've got a carbon that is very dangerous because it's only got a short time to eat. We don't want to be over on the Isra of Nosar, which is very serious. Okay, so we invited you, you know, but we didn't invite you to make sure there was no Nosar all on your own, you know. The rest of us also want to have the Karban Pesach. So, adaita de'achalt tfei minan lo kabli nich. But we certainly, you can't say, well, you wanted me. I mean, listen, we're all friends and we're sitting and eating. I mean, you can't tell me now all of a sudden. Well, tashma, In the Mishnah, it says, if somebody invites someone onto the korban, he can do that, but the B'nai Chabura can say to him, out you go, and hu ochel et shelo, v'hein ochlin shelahem. Now, what is the basis of that? Why do they have a right to do that? Isn't it because it's no different than the case that you raised, which is, we don't need to have somebody who's going to be eating more than anybody else. So, lav mishum dahavilei ki adayim shel echad mihem yafot. This guy's got a little bit too quick of a hand, no? So, then the same thing should be true. If the halacha was that you'd be able to tell the guy, well, listen, you know, you accepted me. You didn't start making all of these conditions that I'm not allowed to eat. So if you could do that there, so then you should be able to do that here. Nevi haki adav yafot. And he should be able to say, look, you told me I can come. So why can't I have my friend with me? Now, that doesn't make the, that's a different issue. Because over here, even if, let's imagine that they, I mean, the obvious solution, of course, is to say, I mean, if there's two of you, then you got two mouths and the rest of us only have one mouth. Yeah, but then we would, as Tosis points out, then we'd be able to make the opposite to you. The only reason that they can tell him that you can get out of here is because he's got two mouths. But if he only has one mouth, then he couldn't. So in order to avoid that, the Gemara wants to say, no, let's assume that the Mishnah is talking about a case where everybody has signed up for a specific amount. And this guy cannot eat more than his amount. He's given a portion. He wants to share it. That's his issue. It has nothing to do with us. And afal pikein, the Mishnah is saying you could split up. Why is that? Because this is a friendly family. We don't know who this guy is, and we don't feel comfortable eating with him. That's all they have to say. It has nothing to do with how much you eat. We have to don't have to make the Mishnah dependent on the question of eating. So even if they were both eating the same, dinami tarvayo kechad mibnei chaburo de'achli, and they had defined the amount that they're going to be giving him, they can still say, lo nechalan inish nuchrog abam, we don't like people that we don't know. Okay, well, wait a minute. Remember we had the maisa before about the case of the waiter who succumbed to his sudden desire to eat a piece of that korban pesach when he saw it coming out of the barbecue. He's always used to taking a little piece and tasting it to make sure it's good, so he says. But anyway, he ate it, right? So it says over there, look, if he's smart, he better keep eating because he's not going to get another chance because once he's going to go over to where the chabura is, he's not allowed to eat because then he's going to be eating in two separate places. So Ashamasha Chalkezayit Basar B'tzadat Hanur, Imaya Pikeach, Mimalei Kreso Mimeno, if Imratzu B'nei Chabura Laso Tovaim, if everybody wants to be nice to him, so they can come and sit down in the place where he ate it next to the Tanur. So it says Reb Yehuda, because I'll leave it to Reb Yehuda, remember, you'd be allowed to eat your Korban Pesach by yourself. So if they don't want to be nice to you, you'll have to eat it here, and you'll be Yotze here. So you see from here, if the rest of the Chabura feel like being nice to him, yes, they can be nice to him, but they certainly don't have to do it. It says only if they want to be nice to him. Lo ratzu lo. Now, why can't he say to them, well, I mean, you accepted me, and if you accepted me, you have to support me to eat. Ah, come on, that's different, obviously. I mean, they hire a guy to be the waiter, and now the waiter is going to have them all eat in the kitchen. I mean, really. They can say to him, Ki kablina chadaita de nitrcha, come on, you know, we took you into the chabura so that you would be taking care of us, not that we would be taking care of you. So, mitrach lan ladidach, lo kablinach, we never took you. That's not why you were hired, and we hired you, and that's why we took you into our chabura. So that's definitely not a good raya. Okay, I got a good raya for sure this time. Take a look at this braisa. Says, one of them's hands are a little bit too good for the rest of us. And not only that, even if five people are just having a nice going Dutch, party. That's what a sibolet is. Everybody's paying their own way at the bill. They split evenly. That's what it means. So we're going to split the bill evenly. So they go out to a restaurant and they're all having fun. And one guy is eating too much. So they can tell the guy, listen, you know, go ahead, you take your portion, get out of here. We don't want you with us. Now that seems to be, if it's not a din, dafka with any of the other issues. So shmami, not that if somebody's eating too much, you can eject him. But when you say for low owed, I mean, what is it, the difference between going Dutch and being in a Korban Pesach Habur? Isn't that the same thing? No, it's not. Because remember, the whole thing began with the problem that we raised about what's unique about the Korban Pesach was that we brought him in order to make sure there was no nosa, right? No, we can't say that here. We can't say we invited you in only because we were worried that there was going to be food left over. That's ridiculous. So that's the point. Where not only the Korban Pesach, we're over there, they have a right to say, well, we never accepted you as you. Don't think we really like you. We just like the fact that you eat. Okay, so there, maybe that's the only reason we can throw you out. But the truth is, even if it's just a regular going out together to a restaurant and going Dutch, even there where you don't have that, where it's only tzavta b'alma, all we want is friendly company. We can still say that, Rishayim lo malo, tel chalkecha v'tzei. Now, there are some who actually have this in a completely different ikidiyamri, a different version. Ikidiyamri, nobody ever had that question. Haloi ba'ilan. It was never an issue. You can get rid of a guy that's eating too much. What we were asking was, can they just, without any cause, can they split up? Or are they all supposed to eat together? Now, there's a machlokas Rishonim about exactly how to understand this, because many Rishonim learned for sure, if they're all maskim, then Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, everybody can make their own chabura. I mean, that's not the question. The question over here is only whether we can force somebody without just cause. That's the question. So we asked that issue. And in this version, we brought the final proof. Tashma, b'nei chabura shayu yadav shel echad mihem yafod, rishaim lomar lo tol chelkecha v'tzei, which implies that the only reason, the only time we can say tol chelkecha v'tzei is for just cause. Just cause is the guy's got too big of an appetite, which is yadav yafot. Okay, but you couldn't just tell him stam, ein yadav yafot. You cannot do that. Shma mina. Now, the next piece is such a sweet and beautiful insight into the way the Divrei Torah are part of an insight into human relationships and are immediately applicable. And when you see Talmidei Chachamim utilizing these different rayas in the Gemara against each other, and issues have absolutely nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. It's just beautiful to watch. So Rav Papa, now Rav Papa sort of had a legendary tummy. So Rav Papa, if you didn't give him enough beer, you could get into serious trouble. And Ravuna Bereder of Yeshua, the poor Ravuna Bereder of Yeshua made a big mistake. And he decided he's going Dutch with Rav Papa. Not a very smart thing to do. Okay. So anyway, they sit down. Ravuna Bereder of Yeshua manages to get down like one piece. Meanwhile, for every piece he gets down, Rav Papa gets down four. He finally realizes, there's not going to be much left for me at this rate. So each piece, Adacha Ravuna Bereder of Yeshua Chada, Adacha Rav Papa Arba. So Ravuna says to him, okay, come on, man, I can't take this. Let's just split equally, okay? You go over to that table. I'll go over to this table. I can't deal with this. So Rav Papa says to him, I'm sorry. Kibilton. I mean, you accepted me as a full shutef in this meal. It's too late now. So Rav Huna brought a raya from all of the rayas that we brought before, right? If somebody brings in, you got somebody extra, you're allowed to tell him to get out of here. And he answered him the same thing that the Gemara said before. We only invited you because of the din of no, sir. So then he brought him the raya about the waiter that was eating. He answered the same answer, but that's because they said we only hired you to wait on us. I mean, you can't use those as rayas. I'm staying. So then, he answered the same answers the Gemara answered, right? So here's the Sichas Chulin, and we're going through the whole Gemara over here in Psachim. So then he brought him from the Brice of the Bnei Chabura. Oy, over there it says that they can get rid of him. So he said, well, wait a second. That's because Kikabulnucha Litikune Zvicha. That's because they had a right to say we only accepted you for the noser issue. I got news for you. We ain't got no noser issue. We're sitting over here in a French restaurant. So what's your problem? You can't get rid of me so easily. So then he asked him from the last brayta of the case of the Sibolet. So the Sibolet is exactly sitting in the French restaurant. So Rav Huna said, foiled again. And so he got rid of Rav Pup. Okay, so Rav Huna says, all right, I need another shutef over here. I'll search out I'll take Ravina. Okay. So he goes and invites Ravina, and they make the deal. Now they're having a good time. Meanwhile, Rav Huna eats one piece. Ravina eats eight pieces. He makes Rav Papa look like pudding. Says Rav Huna, my God, I'll take 100 poppies. Don't give me one Ravina. Which doesn't make sense because it's only twice as much, right? So it's obviously the mental and psychological distress at seeing this going like that, which is the issue of here. Okay, adorable, huh? Fine. But meanwhile, like literally, Sichas Chulin goes through the entire sugya. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Amimane Acherim Imo al Pischov al Chagigato. Now remember that normally, somebody who would be eating the Korban Pesach with you at your Seder is going to also have to be able to eat the Korban Chagiga with you. Or, I mean, you could obviously, I mean, this could be talking about other Korbanas, but the norm is the Chagiga Yudalit is brought in order for you to be able to eat the Korban Pesach al Asova. So somebody who's going to eat with you is going to have to pay you for your Korban Pesach and for the additional piece of the Chagiga. So he gives you money. And the money that he gives you is Chulin. And we're going to, why it should be Chulin is not clear. We're going to be thinking about that. He set aside money to buy his Korban Pesach, and therefore it was Kodesh, right? You can't use that money for anything else. This Korban was already Kodesh, so if he sets aside money to buy Kodesh with Kodesh, then the Kedusha doesn't have anywhere to go. I mean, on what was he Mechala the Kedusha? This is a problem that we're going to have to deal with. We don't understand why it became Chulin. But the same thing would be true. So in this case, the money is Chulin, doesn't have a problem. But in the same case where he's Mocher Olatov Shlamav, he wants to sell his Korban Ola, or he wants to sell his Korban Shlomi. He can't. It's not his to sell. And therefore, it can only be brought for him. It's considered to be Shamayim's property. And the question how you could sell your Chelek of the Korban Pesach, that the Gemara is going to ask later. But in any event, he doesn't achieve anything. But the money should be given to a Nedava, which doesn't make any sense. If he didn't achieve anything, how could the money be given to a Nedava? None of this makes sense. I mean, you just give the money back, right? I understand. You said the sale is invalid, so then just return the money. So, amai yiplulu Nedava. I don't understand why this, remember, if it's yiplulu Nedava, so then that means that you put the money into the pushka that's going to be brought for Kaitz HaMizbeach. But how can you do that anyway? And why aren't we, isn't this just stealing it from the a guy who attempted to buy, and now we're saying, well, not only we're not giving you anything you wanted to buy, but also we're keeping your money. Amar Rava, that's exactly the case. Knasa, this is a knas, because we don't want people playing games with buying kachim. And that's usher to do. He had no right to come along. He couldn't have sold it to you, and you had no right to attempt to purchase it either. So it's a knas. Umay kol shehen. So why does it say the lashon of mo'ot kol shehen? What does kol shehen mean? I mean, just say the money is an adava. No, kol shehen means I don't care. Let's say this carbon was only worth $4, right? And lo avashava ela arba. And this guy gives him $5. So even the extra amount, which obviously was trying to please the guy and so on, or he was being makshiv, the kachim, even that kansur rabban, and then he has to put the whole thing, even though that part wasn't really part of the etzim kinyan, even though there was no kinyan, but the kinyan that he was attempting, he still would have to give that towards the kayetz hamizbeach. Omar Ula, Vitema Rabbi Oshaya, is it possible how somebody maybe around these parts knows how to explain this? Because I have no idea what's going on over here. Efshar Yadei Chavrin Bavloi Taimedai Milsa? Maybe over here in Bavel, there's people who can explain this to me because I've never gotten a proper explanation. I mean, look, here's the problem. A guy goes ahead. He was mafresh a tlev for his Pesach. Now, that means that this tlev was already kodesh. From the moment that he set it aside, it is kodesh. This guy has set aside money for his Karban Pesach. The moment that he sets aside the money for the Karban Pesach, that money becomes kodesh. Then you say it's chulin. Where did the kodesh go? Heich hegdesh chal al hegdesh. It says over here, ma'ot shebiyado chulin. How in the world can it become chulin if it doesn't have anything to be chal on? That is a problem, which again will keep you at the edge of your seat until tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.